Chris, I'm about to reveal today's mystery guest, after which you'll be required to conduct an interesting, stimulating, and if it calls for it, humorous 3-minute interview without any prior knowledge of the subject.
Really?
Good luck.
Thank you.
There was an astonishing outpouring of public emotion yesterday following the news that EMI is to sell Abbey Road.
Oh?
Chris, you were amongst them, saying someone, anyone, should buy it and save it. Chris, your mystery guest today is seriously considering starting a national and international campaign to save the Fab Four's favourite studio. She's the Director General of the National Trust,
Woo-hoo!
Dame Fiona Reynolds.
Dame Fiona Reynolds, this is serious stuff. Dame, what's the score? What do we have to do?
Well, I'm Fiona. Hi, nice to talk to you.
Hi.
Basically, what I really want to know is whether people think we should do this, because we were absolutely bowled over yesterday by, first of all, you and Paul McCartney and other people saying that the studios really needed to be saved, and, you know, could we help? And the answer is only if people want us to and only if they help us. So I really want to know what people think.
Now, you have a history with the Beatles, don't you?
We do. We own Sir Paul McCartney's childhood home and also John Lennon's childhood home, his Aunt Mimi's home already, and lots of people enjoy coming to visit them.
So how did you get hold of those?
Well, first, Paul McCartney's home came to us by, you know, our normal acquisition process, but actually Yoko Ono incredibly generously bought John Lennon's home and donated it to us, which was fantastic.
That's nice, isn't it? All right, so Abbey Road, it's a much bigger deal, isn't it, really, in many ways, especially financially. Now, we understand the market value of the property is a lot less than what might be being asked for it because of what it is, which sort of leaves us between rock and a hard place.
Well, it does. I mean, these places have, you know, obviously a value which the market can put on them, but they also have a value that's beyond price because it's what people care about. And the trouble is with a case like this is we don't really know what's involved. We don't know what the market price might be. We also don't know what the cost of looking might be and making sure that people could come and visit. So there's huge numbers of unknowns at the moment. But the most important question is, do people want it saved and could they help us? And please come onto our website, abbeyroad@nationaltrust.co.uk, or Twitter or Facebook or any way. Tell us what you think.
All right. And if you get this groundswell of public opinion, does that help you?
Yes, I mean, there's huge things we have to think about. You know, these processes are not easy. And we'd have to look into it. We'd have to look into the costs, our own, you know, internal processes, all the rest of it. But I think the thing that's been absolutely fascinating and quite flattering, actually, is that people have thought of the National Trust as an organisation that can help with something that the nation cares about. And obviously, we want to respond to that.
So can you, is it within your power to actually purchase this place?
The National Trust can buy places, absolutely, but it's a lot of money. That's the case. And we cannot buy anything without, first of all, having not only the immediate costs up front, but also what we call an endowment. In other words, being sure that we can carry on looking after it, you know, for a very long time. We talk about looking after places forever. And that is really, you know, adds to the cost, because we've got to make sure that whatever happens, you know, in 100 years' time, we can still, you know, take the action needed to look after it. So there's a lot of thinking to do before we would say, yes, we could go ahead. So at this stage, it's simply finding out, you know, what people think and whether there may be people out there. Think of all those fantastic bands that have played there, you know, not only the Beatles, but Cliff Richard, Pink Floyd, Radiohead, Oasis. You know, maybe they can help us because they're the kind of people who have huge affection for this place.
So first of all, it's about public opinion, whether we want it or not. So that's up to us. So we have to prove to you that we want it. Then it's about feasibility. Would you accept international help?
Absolutely. I mean, we've already had interest from America, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if people in Japan, you know, these are places, that bands and names that are famous throughout the world. And, you know, we're an organization that stands for something important, for beauty and history. That's an international cause.
All right. OK, so once again, remind people where they need to go to help you with this cause.
Well, please go onto our website, which is abbeyroad@nationaltrust.org.uk. You can email us on that address, or go onto our own website, which is nationaltrust.org.uk, which you can get through just on look us up on the internet. Or you can go onto Facebook and Twitter and find us. So please just let us know what you think. And if you've got any ideas about help or contacting some of these marvellous bands that have played there, please let us know, because we want to hear your views.
All right. And if the ladies and gentlemen of the press are listening, and of course they do regularly, if they could stir it up at the weekend, that'd be good fun as well, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
All right. Dame Fiona Reynolds, Director General of the National Trust, thank you very much today.
Thank you.
Mystery guest time. What a belter, what a cracker. Well done.